math scores held steady. Grand total, 1,511 out of a possible 2,400. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio program. We're going to be talking today about a subject that I think is very important for a number of our folks in the listening audience. We're going to be joined, hopefully, in just a few minutes by an author that I've had on the program before, and one that I also actually was involved in bringing here to the Greenville area in order to actually put on a seminar about the subjects, one of the subjects that he's very good in. And the author that I'm speaking about is Joe Dallas. Joe came to Greenville here to help us out when Greenville was targeted by two homosexual activist groups. It was targeted by a group called Soul Force, and then it was also targeted by a group called Faith in America. And both of those groups had a unique approach in their homosexual activities and activist items. And they were basically using scriptural language and scriptural arguments, using the Bible to defend homosexuality and to defend the idea that God had created them this way and therefore the church could not condemn them. However, when we brought Joe to this area, we held a meeting down at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Greenville, and Joe did an absolutely excellent job of going to the scriptures and showing why those arguments are not biblically sound. And so a number of people, I think we had about 150 or more people here from the upstate of South Carolina that attended that event. We made it free of charge. We paid for people's parking to come there. We gave them breakfast when they came there, tried to do whatever we could so that the Christian church would be educated on that particular issue. It actually ended up flowing into a number of other opportunities. Public Broadcasting sent a crew here, and I did an interview with them that appeared on their Religion and News Weekly, a national program that they do about that issue. Also, the local newspaper here in Greenville, the Greenville News, enabled me to submit an op-ed piece that was covered in the Greenville News as well. And so it really worked into quite an opportunity for us to speak to this issue of homosexuality from a biblical perspective. And so for that, we certainly thank Joe Dallas and the tremendous work that he is doing. But also, a lot of people may not be aware, Joe not only deals with homosexual issues, but sexual sins in general. And when we think about that, I think it's important for us to understand that everywhere that we turn today, sexual temptation rears its ugly head. And the internet has made it so much easier for people to get caught up in the trap of sexual sin. Statistics show that a shockingly high number of Christians are regularly using the pornography on the internet. Clearly, this porn problem or this porn habit that's taking place today is wrong and in many cases addictive. And so why are so many believers being caught up in this? And maybe even more importantly, as we go through the program today, how can they walk away from this activity? How can they repent of their sins and turn back towards the Almighty? Well, drawing from his own experience as a counselor and his own hard-learned lessons, Joe Dallas offers a method that is simple but powerful, a way of equipping people to be able to overcome this addiction that they find themselves caught in. So that's what we're going to talk about on the program today. We thought for the first half an hour of the program, we would talk about sexual sins in general, or maybe pornography primarily during that first half an hour. And then maybe we'll see how the conversation goes, but towards the second half of the program, we may turn our attention more specifically to the issues surrounding homosexuality and talk to Joe about what's taking place right now in that arena as well. Let me give you a brief bio for Joe Dallas as we bring him into the program. His ministry in sexual addiction, recovery, and homosexuality is nationally recognized. He's the author of a book called The Game Plan. That's the men's 30-day strategy for attaining sexual integrity. That's put out by Thomas Nelson Publishers. He's also the program director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California, a counseling ministry for men dealing with sexual addiction, homosexuality, and other sexual relational problems. He's a pastoral counselor, a popular conference speaker, and the author of 5 books on human sexuality from a Christian perspective, including one that's called Desires and Conflict, and A Strong Delusion, that's another one. That Strong Delusion has been recently changed. The name is now called The Gay Gospel. By the way, I interviewed Joe about that book, The Gay Gospel, and you can find that interview out in our audio files. But that Gay Gospel deals with how pro-gay advocates misread the Bible, and that was published by Harvest House. And so with that as an introduction to Joe's ministry, let me go ahead and welcome Joe back into the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Joe, welcome in.
Thanks so much for having me. It's good speaking with you again.
I'm a big Joe Dallas fan. I tell people all the time, I think, Joe, what you did with that book, which was originally entitled A Strong Delusion, now titled The Gay Gospel, I think is one of the best articulations of this issue that anybody in evangelicalism has come out with. I highly recommend it to people really wanting to understand that issue and go beyond just name-calling and frankly, some belligerent comments and really look at it biblically. I think you did an excellent job, and I continue to promote that book.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you. And unfortunately, as you know, Pastor, each year that goes by, there is a greater need for Christians to understand and then be able to articulate the biblical position mm-hmm. on homosexuality. And so that's why I wrote this book, because the church is being challenged by the culture at large to revise our position. And we're even being told increasingly that there is something wrong with us, that we're prejudiced or homophobic, if we continue to hold the biblical position. And so this really has become not just a moral issue, but an apologetics issue as well.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And I think your book is being mightily used by God, and I pray that it will be even more so in this coming year. I want to get to that subject about homosexuality, but in the second half of the broadcast, I think that a lot of people may not be aware that you also, in your ministry, you deal with folks that are struggling with the issue of pornography, primarily, although it may be broader than that, the idea of attaining sexual integrity and purity. And speak about that aspect of your ministry. Give us a little summary or a synopsis of what you do in that aspect of your ministry.
Yes, interestingly enough, most of my work centers on that. Homosexuality is a controversial subject, and so if you deal with that, people often identify you primarily with it. But most of the men I've served over the past 20 years in counseling, and most of the speaking and writing I do, is on how to overcome different sexual sins like the use of pornography or engaging in adultery or even the use of prostitutes. And as you said earlier, the percentage of Christian men and even women who are getting caught up in these sins is just unacceptably high. I mean, it's unacceptable for any believer to be doing these things. Paul, in fact, said that such things should not even be named among saints. But the fact is, many saints have gotten caught up in bondage to these behaviors. So most of my work has been, over the years, helping Christian men who've gotten caught up in the use of pornography, especially internet pornography, because that's so accessible now. It really has become a prominent secret sin in the church. And here's what we've got going, by and large. The body of Christ has a particular disease of compromise in many areas. As you know, there's a number of people who are doctrinally compromised, who are not rightly dividing the word of truth. There are people who are compromised by other sins like pride or by sloth. But there are many people who are compromised by sexual compromise. Many believers are engaging in ongoing immorality, and as a result, the body is weakened in general. So by the grace of God, at my ministry here in California, we strengthen members of the body so that the body itself will be strengthened. Mm-hmm. By helping them repent immediately of the use of pornography, helping them take the practical steps to separate themselves from whatever life-dominating sin they've gotten into, and then we help them assess the damage that sin has done. Many of the men I work with are married men. You can't imagine the damage that pornography does to a marriage and how it wounds and outrages and offends the wife of the man mm-hmm. who's looking at that material.
Sure.
And, of course, when a man has committed adultery, it's as though he has delivered a huge blow to his own marriage. And so we help couples repair the damage that's been done and begin to walk uprightly again. So really most of my work is centered on helping men overcome these kinds of sins and helping Christian leaders and pastors develop in-house in-church ministries to help equip their own men to stay pure and to repent if they have gotten involved in impurity.
Mm. Well, there's where I want to go in this first part of the broadcast. I want to talk about that strategy that you have put together, a biblical strategy for attaining sexual integrity. We'll be back in just a minute. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and then we'll be back with Joe Dallas.
Be careful, little eyes, what you see. It's the second glance that ties your hands as darkness pulls the strings. Be careful, little feet, where you go. For it's the little feet behind you that are sure to follow. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white turn to gray and thoughts invade. Choices are made, a price will be paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day. It's a slow
Everyone knows a family that's hurting from the influences of our increasingly godless American culture. Serving Hurting Families is a brand new program designed to help parents navigate the waters of the tumultuous preteen and teen years. Hi, my name is Trace Embry, the director of Shepherd's Hill Farm. Join me Thursday afternoons at 12:30 as we talk about the issues families struggle with today. Together, we'll look to the Bible for hope. Serving Hurting Families will also be heard on Saturday mornings at 11 here on Christian Talk 660. I look forward to talking with you.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
With tail-thrashing dinosaurs, 5 state-of-the-art theaters, plus an incredible 160 exhibits, the Creation Museum presents a journey through history that will capture your imagination and appeal to your senses. Walk through the lush Garden of Eden and see exotic animals,
Voyage with Noah on the Ark, or buckle into your planetarium seat and prepare for liftoff. Seats rumble and a cool mist rises in our special effects theater, and animatronic people converse with our guests. Come face to face with a monstrous moving sauropod and have your children settle up on our triceratops. Browse through our Dragon Hall bookstore to find the latest in DVDs, reference books, and curricula. And our beautiful outdoor gardens lend a finishing touch to your museum experience. Located minutes from the Cincinnati airport, the Creation Museum provides 60,000 square feet of family fun. Prepare to believe.
Welcome back into the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Isaac's selecting some great music there that goes along with the theme that we've been talking about today. We've been specifically talking about sexual integrity or sexual purity. That's what we're looking at. And, of course, in that discussion is things about sexual sin as well. Before we go back to our discussion and before I give you the numbers here about how you can participate in the conversation, let me give you just a couple of statements about or a couple of announcements about upcoming events that are coming here to the area. By the way, so I don't have to say this often during the broadcast, let me just tell you that all of these events are listed out on the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast website, and that is simply www.knowingthetruth.org. First of all, Del Tackett is coming to the area. He'll be here Thursday night. I just received an email here a few moments ago from Palmetto Family Council, and the Palmetto Family Life is the name of the email that they send out. But they sent me one that says here that, as you know, that Del Tackett is coming on Thursday night, and they said that he's going to be talking about, the subject that he's going to talk about is the blessings and curses, God's design for the state. And so he's going to be talking about the state. And so Palmetto Family Council has opened it up so that if you want to bring young people, your children, to this event, if you have a ticket currently for this event, and which is going to be at 7 o'clock this Thursday night at First Baptist Church of Taylor's, if you have a ticket already for that, you're an adult with a ticket, you can bring to that event your school-age children. This will be great for them. So homeschoolers, here's a great opportunity, but not just homeschoolers, anyone. The children from grades 1 through 12 can come to this event absolutely free. Here's on top of that, there are an additional to that announcement also, college students may also attend at no charge. All they need to bring is their college ID. So this will be a tremendous opportunity for you to hear Del Tackett speak. Go ahead and get a ticket for that. I'll give you a number to do that in just a second. Get a ticket, and then bring your young people with you and tell college students that they can come with just their college ID to this event. You won't want to miss it. I've heard Del talk about this subject before. He's been with me on the broadcast. And so very, very interesting discussion. Let me give you the number in order to get your ticket for this event. It's 866-733-5605. That's 866-733-5605. I'll be there as well, greeting folks at the door on Thursday night. And so encourage you to come to this special event with Del Tackett. Need any more information, You can send me an email at kevin@knowingthetruth.org, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible and give you any of the information that I have that's been provided to me by the Palmetto Family Council. Let me also tell you, you can't participate in the program today, and there's a couple ways for you to do that. I just gave you the email way, kevin@knowingthetruth.org. You can also send me a tweet on Twitter, and so that's knowingthetruth.org, and of course it's www.twitter.com/knowingthetruth, and you can go out to that account, and also via the phone. It's a toll-free number, so you're certainly welcome to call and ask Joe Dallas a question about our subject today. 1-888-660-WLFJ, that's 1-888-660-9535. I'll give you some more announcements at the next break. Let's go back to our discussion with Joe Dallas. Joe, you were setting up our discussion about sexual integrity and at the beginning of the program, but I said at the break, as we were taking the break, let's talk a little bit about the strategy that you offer. Give us a few points that men would find, men primarily, I guess, in the game plan, that the book that you wrote about this subject, and what you do in your counseling ministry as well. What would be some of those points?
Oh, thanks so much for bringing that up, because that's near and dear to my heart. In the game plan, which, as you said, is a book I wrote, it's also, by the way, a curriculum I have available for churches and men's groups. I've got a 5-point plan. I call it ROUT: repentance, order, understanding, training, endurance. And if you look at this as a sanctification issue, I think you'll see what I mean. All, of course, real change begins with repentance. When we recognize sin as sin, we know there's only one remedy. You have to repent of the sin. God has provided the sacrifice of the cross in his Son. Forgiveness is available, but we do have to repent. And that means we have to actively turn from the sin that has been dominating our life. We have to renounce it. We have to take practical steps. As Jesus said, your right hand offends you. Cut it off. Don't just say you're sorry. Don't just pray about it. Those are important things to do, but take action. So the first thing you must do is be willing to take practical action to distance yourself from the sin that has dominated your life. Then order. You have to establish the daily disciplines of prayer, Bible study, of recommitment. You have to establish accountability with other believers. You have to establish strong community with other believers. In some cases, you may need some specialized care from your pastor or from a good Christian counselor who understands the struggle between the flesh and the spirit. You have to establish order, and you have to address the damage that your sin has done, and you have to be willing to work hard to correct and repair whatever damage has been done. Then understanding means you have to gain a deeper understanding of both your old and your new nature. That's the time to really dip into Romans in particular and Galatians and have a good working knowledge of the conflict between the flesh and the spirit and of the influences of the world and of the devil himself. Mm-hmm. Training is what you enter into when you make a habit of resisting temptation, accepting the fact that it will always be there, and developing techniques to distract yourself from the temptation. And endurance, of course, is just that. We all want to be able to say what Paul said towards the end of his life: I have finished the race, I have finished the course, now there's a crown set before me. That's it in a nutshell.
Well, that's great, and that's a great outline. I use something similar with the idea of repentance. I think that sometimes there is a confusion within the church as to exactly what true biblical repentance is all about. First of all, it's not mentioned very much at all in our,
yes,
in our modern-day evangelicalism. You know, it seems to almost be taboo or something, that it just doesn't get much mention. But a simple outline that I use in order to stress what is the meaning of biblical repentance is that repentance is first and foremost a realization of sin, you know, that we realize that this is sin, and it's a sin that we commit. You know, there's so much of blame shifting in our society today, that I did what I did because of my upbringing or because of my economic status or because of something, somebody said something harsh to me as a child or whatever. But we need to realize that this is sin, and it is sin that I have committed before Almighty God. And then not only is it a realization for sin, but the regret for sin, that we are truly sorry for it. It's easy to, you know, just flippantly say, okay, well, I shouldn't have did that. But we really need to feel this. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, as the psalmist said, you know, David. And of course, so there's a real regret that we're actually sorry that we have sinned against the Almighty. And then the final one that I use is it's a repudiation of sin that you talked about there, that we have to take steps to never do it again. And you mentioned an important point about the scripture verse that deals with, you know, cutting off of our right hand or plucking out of our right eye. You know, these are strong terms in the scripture. But Jay Adams, the well-known, excuse me, biblical counselor,
yes.
he talks about it as being radical amputation.
Yes.
You know, that we have to take very serious steps. We can't flirt with sin. We have to take, if the internet access is causing you to sin, then maybe you don't need internet access. You need to take radical steps in order to stop this sin, and I think that's another missing message. We're back into another break, Joe. We'll be back in just a second, and I want to encourage our listeners, you're welcome to join the conversation. We're talking about Joe's ministry of helping people with sexual integrity. 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535.
We can stop America's slide into socialism. He's written about it in his new book, Saving Freedom, and he wants to meet you. His name, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. I'm Isaac Feinman, inviting you to join myself and Dr. Tony Beam, host of Christian Worldview Today, along with Senator Jim DeMint, on Wednesday, August the 26th, from 4 to 5 p.m. at Lifeway Christian Store in Anderson. Call 225-4030 for more information. 225-4030. Lifeway Christian Stores. Biblical solutions for life.
It's Greg Pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie V's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie V's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie V's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie V's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
More and more, people are deciding to secure their family safety by applying for a South Carolina concealed weapons permit. Dry Fire's class includes the NRA basic pistol course and state training requirements for a concealed carry permit. The class includes instruction from NRA certified instructors, info on South Carolina gun laws, the written exam, and qualifying with a firearm on the outdoor range. Register for South Carolina's concealed weapons permit class by calling 608-1522 or log on to dry-fire.com.
When I get to looking at the people in the Bible that God calls into his family and consider their messed up sinful lives, it gives me hope that God might love a sinner like me. When I look too long at all the sin struggles of my heart, I can start to despair. But then when I take my daily sin and see Jesus nailing it to his cross and saying to me, "It's finished," my heart begins to sing. This is Dr. John Hagen at Grace Harbor Counseling Ministries. And if you can't sing today, then look again to Jesus' cross. He loves you that much.
Before the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down in the time and wrote the story.
there's a little Chris Tomlin talking about what you and I were created for. Of course, that first catechism question says it well. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. That's out of the Westminster Confession of the Faith, as the shorter catechism states it there. And just got an email, in fact, from a good Presbyterian friend in Brazil that is listening to the program there in Brazil. And this was Tony, just emailed me a question or a comment there. He said the internet is a great source of sexual immorality, and we need to be careful because our mind can be polluted by it and end up sinning. Well, you're absolutely right, Tony. That is so true. We've got to be careful. I think it was Job that said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why should I then think upon a maid? And so we've got to be very careful. We've got to make a covenant with our eyes. The psalmist said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes, in Psalm 101 and verse 3. And so that would be a great verse to print out and put on our computer screens or also to put on our above our televisions as well, especially our cable televisions. And those would be great thoughts to have. Let me just tell you about a couple of other events, and then we'll go into the phone lines. But if you go out to the knowingthetruth.org website again, of course, I mentioned already an evening with Del Tackett. You can find out the information out there. But I wanted to let pastors know and church leaders know that are here in the upstate of South Carolina that there's a pastor's fellowship luncheon coming up. It's only 3 weeks away. It's going to be held at, I think that was the First Baptist Church of Simpsonville, and you can click on the link there, and all of the information is right there. Also, I was talking about Jay Adams just a couple of minutes ago. I'm helping out the folks there from NANC this year. That's the National Association of Nouthetic Counselors, to promote their annual conference that is coming to the area. In fact, in the month leading up to it, they're going to be here in October in Spartanburg, First Baptist Church of Spartanburg. And when they're here, on the way leading up to that, I'm going to be interviewing a number of their folks leading up to that broadcast, a number of the speakers that are going to be there at that event. And so you can be looking forward to that over the next couple of weeks. And then I wanted to let you know about the National Conference on Christian Apologetics that is taking place. And so the Alex McFarland and the group there is going to, they put on a great presentation. That'll be in Charlotte. And so the link to that is on the website as well. KnowingTheTruth.org. You know, I tell you, it's the place for all of these upcoming events. Just go out there and click on it, and you can find out about how to get involved in each one of these things out there. Also, just very quickly, Lydia Brownback is going to be with me on Thursday's broadcast. We'll be talking about the subject of contentment. And then next week, Michael Ord from Answers in Genesis, and we'll be talking about global warming. And so a number of different things on the page here. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Gene. Gene, got a question for our special guest today, Joe Dallas?
Yes, sir. I'd like to know what he how he thinks that we can combat advertising pornography. We see it in billboards. There's vans that ride around town with half-naked women on them. The list just goes on, doesn't whether it's a magazine or television. Now, back when I was a kid, we used to boycott stores that would sell liquor and beer in grocery stores. And that worked for a little while, but after a couple of years, you know, we gave up, and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. And he has any suggestions on how we can eliminate that from our area?
Joe, could you hear Gene's question there?
You know, Gene, I am sorry. You were coming through a little fuzzy, but I believe your question was what steps can we take as a community to either remove or have removed offensive billboard signs or public displays of erotic material? Was that the question?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, and I really commend you for your efforts in the past. I think that's important. Just a few points on that. I still think we can make our voice known. We can contact the advertisers. We can contact the companies who display this material. When enough people speak up, companies tend to listen. Now, having said that, I'll go on to my second point, which is this is a fallen world, and we need to recognize at times we may find that despite our best efforts, people will continue to display very ungodly material. So while I think that we should, as good stewards and as good citizens, make it known that we do not support companies that display this kind of material and that we take offense that we are intruded on with it when we drive to work or when we're taking our children to school, and that we would appreciate them showing more consideration by keeping that material private rather than imposing it on us. That's important, but the best blow you can strike against public immorality is personal holiness.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to teach each other as Christians how to avert our eyes from that material, how to deal with our own thoughts, how to personally maintain our own integrity. Because I do find that while Christian social action is important, Christian personal holiness and separation from the world is even more important. And when we're a truly separated people, I think we're in much better shape to deal with these problems in the culture.
Okay, Gene, excellent question. Thank you very much for bringing that up. We really appreciate it. Those are very good points there, and you talk about holiness, of which, of course, is the pursuit of every true Christian. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13 through 16 says this: "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or lifestyle, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." And so although the world is constantly bombarding our minds with these things, the way that we can do this is, as I was saying, making a covenant with our eyes. The way that we can do this is by turning our attention upon the things of Christ and upon the things of God. And in that way, keeping ourselves pure from the sexual immorality that is promoted so heavily round about us. Great answer, Joe. Thank you very much for stating that. We really appreciate it. Joe, I want to very quickly go into our next break, because when we come back, I want to get you, we're going to turn a corner a little bit, and I want to get you to, if you don't mind, to comment on a article that just came out here saying, we're going to turn a corner now to talk about some of the homosexual issues, but it says that the leaders of the nation's biggest Lutheran denomination voted Friday to allow gays in committed relationships to serve as clergy in the church, making it one of the largest Christian denominations in the country to significantly open the pulpit to gays. I want to get your comment on that, what has taken place there, if I can, when we come back from the break. Let me tell our listening audience, I haven't mentioned your website yet, Joe, and I want to do that for them. They can go out to and simply type in www.joedallas.com. That's all one word, joedallas.com. And when you go out there, you're going to find a number of resources to be able to help you with these issues. Unfortunately, in our hour-long broadcast, we just can't cover enough of them. And so what you need to do is allow the broadcast to just whet your appetite for what we're talking about, and then go out here and get more of that information. Joe mentioned his book, The Game Plan. That also comes with a study guide that would be a great resource for your men's meeting or for other meetings that you have there in your church. There's many, many articles and other things out there as well. Highly recommend it. JoeDallas.com. They can do their best to rate you and they'll place you on the charts, and then back it up with scientific smarts. But there's more to what you're intelligent you are, 'cause I found out.
haven't heard about tweets and news feeds and friend requests and join this group and join that group? Well, guess what? ChristianTalk660.com has information about our new Facebook group. You can be a part. We'd love for you to interact with us because the mission of Christian Talk 660 is to minister without compromise to the body of Christ, promote unity among believers, and mobilize Christians into action in the service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That last part, mobilizing, that's very important to the mission of the ministry here. Because online at Facebook and Twitter and some of the other websites, you can actually connect with other friends who listen to the ministry and also share your faith, comment on recent news stories, and learn more about upcoming events. We'd love for you to get plugged in, and you can find out more information even now. Go to our website, ChristianTalk660.com, and check out the Facebook.com link. We hope you'll enjoy it, and thanks for being a part of Christian Talk 660. More and more, people are deciding to secure their family safety by applying for a South Carolina concealed weapons permit. Dry Fire's class includes the NRA basic pistol course and state training requirements for a concealed carry permit. The class includes instruction from NRA certified instructors, info on South Carolina gun laws, the written exam, and qualifying with a firearm on the outdoor range. Register for South Carolina's concealed weapons permit class by calling 608-1522 or log on to dry-fire.com. There's good subs, and then there's great subs. Hi, I'm Isaac Feinman, here to tell you about Firehouse Subs and Taylors on Wade Hampton Boulevard. How about that hook and ladder sub, huh? Smoked turkey breast, Virginia honey ham, smothered with Monterey Jack cheese, and fully involved. You make it a combo, just add chips and a drink, and how about a freshly baked cookie or a warm brownie? You'll enjoy it. It's a great sub at Firehouse Subs and Taylors.
Hey, welcome back into the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast, talking about a number of things here off air during the break and getting those lined up in here for you. Just I told you I'd give you some more information about some of the events that are taking place. Let me just tell you that you can go out to our website at knowingthetruth.org, and all of those events are there. Some of them you can register right there on the page. Just click on it, and it will allow you to register. Other ones will take you to a page that gives you information about what is coming, and then it will point you to their page where you can register as well. So I mentioned a number of things, and even with Del Tech, and this is Thursday. Don't miss this, folks. This is going to be a great opportunity for you to hear Del Tackett talk about the state. You know, what is the biblical view of the state that we should have? I mentioned at the top of the broadcast that if you have a ticket to that event, or if you would call and get a ticket for that event, that your children up until grade 12 can come to that event for free. This is something that you want them to be at. Remember, I just had Ken Ham on here talking about how we need to teach our children apologetically. Well, here's a great opportunity for you to do that. And also for the college age folks listening to the broadcast today, or the ones that you know, they can come to that event on Thursday night absolutely free if they just bring their college ID with them. And so you can find out all the information. Go out to knowingthetruth.org, click on the event there that I have listed, and it'll give you all the information, the phone numbers and emails to call in order to get a ticket. And I also mentioned that the NENC conference is coming here, and so that is out there, and the National Conference on Christian Apologetics. So with that, I wanted to turn the corner and talk with Joe Dallas just for a second about a news story that just came out recently saying that one of the largest Christian denominations in the country, in fact, I think it is the largest Christian denomination in the country, that has allowed gays in their clergy, has now made a slight change to that position that they held. It says this in the news article: previously, only celibate gays were permitted to serve in clergy in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, a denomination of 4.8 million members. But delegates to the church assembly voted 559 to 451 to allow gays in, quote, lifelong monogamous, unquote, relationships to serve as clergy and professional lay leaders in the church. I had asked Joe Dallas just before the broadcast, or just before the break, you know, if he would comment on this news item and what is taking place there. Joe, from your perspective, tell us, what did you think when you heard about this announcement?
Well, I was reminded of something we all know and something we dislike, but we have to face it. In the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of their own selves, having itching ears, and primarily, sound doctrine will not be endurable. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for a long time. I noticed the title of the song you played at the beginning of the show, Pastor, was Slow Fade.
Yes.
Well, that's what's been happening in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America for decades now. This is really the culmination of at least 2 to 3 decades worth of debates they've been having internally. They opened this door back in the 1970s when they started questioning whether or not the Bible really meant what it said about homosexuality. And that's akin to the satanic question that was posed to Eve in the garden. Did God really say that? Maybe he meant something else. And that's the beginning of the end. And so for decades now, many evangelical Lutheran churches have in fact openly condoned homosexuality from the pulpit, even when that has been technically at odds with their official statement. But, and I really want to emphasize this, the church as a denomination would not discipline the pastors who took those positions.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, a very committed group within the church gained momentum and influence, and the church passively allowed it, and now here they are. So I'm only saying this because I know there are very sincere believers within the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, as there are in the United Methodist Church and in the Episcopal Church as well. And yet, within these denominations, when you start seeing these debates and the church is, in essence, willing to begin questioning what is already clearly spelled out in Scripture, that is the beginning of the end. And in my opinion, when a church reaches the point where it is beginning to openly question such basic things, then I would say just watch. It will not be long before that church is openly promoting homosexuality. And by the way, it never stops at that. You'll also find in the same denominations that question this issue, you'll find questioning at least over the divinity of Christ, the definition of marriage, the question of evolution versus creationism. These are all issues that combine to make up our posture towards the truth.
Well said, Joe. I wholeheartedly agree, and I think that that is such a stern warning to, you know, sometimes people say, why do you talk so much about doctrine? Why are you always talking about the integrity of the scriptures, the fact of them being inspired and verbally inspired, and all of the great doctrinal truths that we hold as Christians today. And people say, why are you constantly emphasizing those things? Because once we lose sight of those things, we lose our moorings. We lose the foundation upon which the church's mission is based. And we go off into these types of things that we read about in the news today. And so it's so important that we go back to those old paths, as Jeremiah calls, stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls, in Jeremiah 6, chapter 16. And so that's why we talk about those old paths of good Bible doctrine, and that's why it's so important that we teach those things in our churches today. Joe, thank you very much for being with me on the program today. I want to make sure that folks know about the other aspects of your website. There are books out there, articles out there. Joe just and his wife just launched a new resource through a blog resource for wives. It's called Wife Boat, and you can read about that out on his website. They offer counseling assistance via the phone. And so you may be here in the upstate of South Carolina or some other place, like my buddy Tony there in Brazil. But if you know somebody or you yourself are in need of some counseling services, you can take participate in that and take advantage of the resources that Joe offers out on his website. Simply type in www.joedallas.com. That's joedallas.com, and it'll take you right to the website. Joe, thank you very much for being with us on the Knowing the Truth radio program today. I want to end the broadcast with that that recording that you were just talking about a moment ago, Slow Fade. Here we go.
Second glance that ties your hands as darkness pulls the strings. Be careful, little feet, where you go. For it's the little feet behind you that are sure to follow. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade. When black and white turn to gray and thoughts invade, choices are made, a price will be paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day. It's a slow fade.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Christian Talk 660 is WLFJ Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia.
It's 2 o'clock, time for Fox News.